92.9 and 96.5 WBPF, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I don't think anybody expected the writers and actors strike to go on this long, but it clearly shows you how greedy the people who ultimately manage these companies can be. We all know it would cost each of their companies less than 2% of the revenue they made last year to give these people what they want and deserve and put an end to the strike. Bob Iger, who's the president of Disney, made some very negative comments about the people who create his company's product recently. He said that what they want was unrealistic, although he did kind of shift gears last week, saying nothing is more important to the company than its relationships with the creative community, the actors, the writers, the animators, the directors, and producers, and he went on to say he has a deep respect and appreciation for those who are so vital to the extraordinary creative engine that drives Disney and other entertainment companies. So maybe something good will happen here, but at this point, the fall TV season, and probably next spring, are going to offer very few new things to watch. Most of it's going to be reality and competition shows. The five primary broadcast networks will be airing 38 hours of reality and game show programming this fall, which is up 85% from last year. And while I want to see this thing come to an end because these people deserve what they're asking for, it got me thinking that maybe the network suits in the programming department should start thinking outside of the box, meaning outside of America. Maybe they should start looking at the UK and Canada and Australia and other English-speaking countries and bring in some of their shows. Because you know what? They all get our shows and they love our shows, but nobody ever runs any of them here. And you know why that is? It's the stupidest reason of all. People say they can't understand the accent. It's English, people. How hard can it be?
Roll home with the Ran Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.